We have two Tosfos on the previous sugya, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara asked Hakashem, why did Rav Poppe not say like Rav Zvid? Rav Zvid explained, the Rav had said, Pshat Na Mishneh, Tnu Mona Leplaini, speaking about the money is Tziburim Amenochim, and Rav Zvid had said, because it's speaking about a bori that is kind of with Maimich Loshten, and Maimich Loshten only helps by mom and ben. That's what Rav Zvid said. Now the Gemara said, why does Rav Poppe not want to say Pshat in the Mishnah like Rav Zvid? Because he holds Ksava Rapope, Ki Omar Rav, Loishna Milve, Loishna Pekot. But Maimich Loshen works even the moment is not Ben. So that's why Rapope cannot say Pshat in the Mishnah like Rav Zvid, because Rav would never say such a thing. That you need Ben, because by Maimich Loshen you don't need Ben. So Kochoch, speaking about a Shchimara, Mechashin Lamon Nekova, according to Rav Poppe, Rav Gufe Amaylay Uki Masnisim B'Maymet Shloshen Vafilu Ein Tzibur. Let's forget Rav Poppe, why he didn't say like Rav Zvid. Why didn't Rav say the Mishnah speaking about Maymet Shloshen? Let the Mishnah be speaking about Maymet Shloshen, and let Rav not say that you need Tziburim Vahimdim. Let's learn Pshat in the Mishnah speaking about Maimich Loshnan, and that's why he's koine. And according to Rav Poppe, Rav holds you don't need it should be Ben. So that's in the Mishnah. It's not Ben. I mean, why didn't Rav want to say the Mishnah speaking about Maimich Loshnan? This is a different kasha, not. It's Rav Poppe didn't say Pshat and Rav like Rav Zvid, because according to Rav Poppe, Rav could never say such a thing, because Rav holds that Maimich Shloshen is Koine B'Milve. So Rav would not say you needed Ben. But he goofy kasha. Let me ask Rav Poppe a different kasha. Why didn't Rav set sign the Mishnah by Maimich Shloshen? And don't set sign you need Ben. Vafilu ein tzibur. So, Mistome, the teretz to this kash is because Rav somehow held Tnu Mona Leplaini is not speaking about the all three are standing there. Rav understood the Loshen of Tnu Mona Leplaini is not speaking about Maimich Loshen. So that's why, so Rav had a problem, so how is the Plaini Koine? So that's why it's speaking about a Shchimra. Oh, if it's a Shchimra, now we have a problem of Monekovo. So Rav said, oh, so we have to say the Mishnah is speaking about that it's Tziburim and Monochim. But Al Kolchoch, from that Rav did not set sign the Mishnah by Maimich Loshen, Al Kolchoch, Rav had a Hechech from the Loshen Mishnah that's not speaking about Maimich Loshen. That's how a popular Pshat and Rav Al Kolchoch. So, that hechech is a yeskin rapope my time eloyomer kerav zvid, because the Mishnah is not speaking about Maimich Loshen. Why does the Gemara have to say, because I disagree with you. If it's speaking about Maimich Loshen, you would need Tziburim. Let's go. Why didn't Rav say the Mishnah is speaking about Maimich Loshen? Because the Loshen Tznuman ul'Ploini is mashma that the Ploini is not standing there. So that's why I don't say it's speaking about Maimich Loshen. Im came a high time, a havelamem, the Rav Poppe, a yom, a kerav zvit. Why do we have to go into a machloikis? I disagree with you in Hilchas Maimich Loshen. The Mishnah is not mashma that's speaking about Maimich Loshen. The Yeshloima, afagav the masnisna, lay mashma, lay la rab, maimit gimel. That could be, mi kombokim, mi daosa, Rav Poppe, lif luki, a rav zvit. Mashmish yesh le koyach v'tam de bishum inyin le mefarshe milsa de rav mishum maimich loshen. That means Rav Zvid said the Mishnah is mashm that's speaking about maimich loshen. So now to disagree with Rav Zvid held is no mashmois haloshen, that's mashmen, not maimitz loshen. So, you can't stamazor, you think, well, I feel that it is not mashma maimitz loshen. He had to give a legitimate reason why he's choylik an Rav Zvid. And he gave Tak a legitimate reason, because he can't be speaking about maimitz loshen, because then Rav would not say you need siburim, because maimitz loshen does not need sibur. Now, Rav Zvid asked a kasha on a pope, if it's speaking about shrimara, so why does it say in the reisha tnu? It should say kisvu. And it says tnu is a ray, it's not speaking about a shrimara. That was Rav Zvid's kasha on a pope. Mimai midiktoni tnu v'loiktoni kisvu v'im toimer. Hodiktoni tnu. So Taisva says, that what it says, tnu in the Mishnah, ashmi'inon dafilohochi en koifin es hayershin l'shacher, ke rebi de polig bi rishalmi adarabonon, fa omar de tnu lehave ke shicharu ele ke kisvu ve en koifin. Now, let us explain what Taisva is asking. There is a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi, let's say what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi takes two things for granted. Number one, the Yerushalmi holds, if a father will tell his children, Shicharu Eved Zeh, I want you to be Meshachad Eved. So, als the halacha of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis, the children are mechuyev to be Meshachad Eved. Number one. That's what the Yerushalmi holds. Number two, there's a machloikis, the Chachamim and Rebbe, what if he didn't tell his children Shicharu? He told them, Tnu Shtar Ze La'abdi. Does Tnu also mean Shicharu? That means that if I'm speaking to the Yorshim and I tell them, Tnu shtar shichar zeh la'avdi, so you're here for me, I want to be mishachar. So in other words, if the father's going to die, you're mechuyev to be mishachar. Or no, tnu means give over the shtar. If it's possible to be done, you give it over. If it wasn't done b'chaye ha'ov, it's fa'val. So now there's a machloikis in the Yerushalmi, is tnu equivalent to Shicharu, or is Tnu not equivalent to Shicharu? A machlek is the Chachamim and Ramei. The Chachamim holds Tnu is Gematria Shicharu. So therefore, the Chachamim hold that if the father told the children Tnu Shta Shicharu Zela Abdi, if it was not given over in time for the Shicharu to be Chal Mitzata Ob, the Yoshim Amachuyiv to be Mishach. That's what the Chachamim hold. Rebbe is choylik on the Chachamim, and Rebbe says, no, Tnu means give over, and if it's chal, it's chal, and if he died, forget about it. So it comes out that what our Mishnah mentioned Tnu, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. The Mishnah says that the Mishnah says Tnu shtar shichar zeh la'avdi umeis lo yitnu la'acham mise, that they shouldn't give over that shtar. And the Mishnah omits that the Yoshim amachuyim to be mishachem. So our Mishnah is telling us we hold like Rebbe that Tnu does not mean shicharu. And therefore, if it was given over, it's good. If it wasn't given over, forget about it. According to the Rabbonon, if he would have said, Nu shtar shichar zeh la'avdi, so the halacha would be, Koifin es hayoshim l'shachar es ha'eved. So our Mishnah wants to tell us this chiddush, that Tnu is not like shicharu, and there's no chiyuv on the yoshim. So that's what the Mishnah spoke about Tnu. Rav Zvid asked the kasha, if it's speaking about a shchimera, it should have said kisvu. Kisvu is a chiddush. Even though it said kisvu, kisvu is also kisvu Tnu. Rektach Taisvus, you're right. Kisvu is a chiddush. But Tnu is also a chiddush. Tnu is a chiddush according to Rebbe, that even though he told the Yoshim Tnu, the din is ein koifin as a Yoshim l'shacharoi. So that's why the Mishnah said Tnu. So you're asking a kasha, should have said Kisvu, to tell me one chiddush and tell me two, to tell me another chiddush. So what's your kasha on Rav Pope? It's coming to say Tnu to tell me another chiddush. Now let us see again the Lashon of Taisus being Taima. Ho diktoni Tnu Ashmina. That's the Lohochi, even though he said Tnu, and Koifin as a Yoshon Lashacher, Kerebi. The Pligi be Yerushalmi ad Rabbonim. Va'omar, the Tnu lai havi kishicharu, elo kikisvu, ve'en Koifin. V'yeshloima, the Masnisen lai osa lashminim b'di mitzvah lakaim divrei emeis im Koifin a Yoshon lakaim im lav. That means the Mishnah is not talking about that Nekuda. The Mishnah is speaking about this get that the father gave. Is it Chal? Is it not Chal? That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. So Memele is not Oisik in that Chiddush. So the Ike Chiddush is a Neisnin. Or if he'd be alive, it would be Neisnin. So in that chiddush, kisvu is a bigger chiddush. He says that's true. By saying tnu, there is another chiddush which I can derive. But the Mishnah is not oisik in the chiddush of mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, and tnu is not kishichel. The Mishnah is oisik that if he died, you don't give it over. If he didn't die, you do give it over. And in that chiddush, kisvu is a bigger chiddush. Va'ayde mistama karabona nosia. Mistama, our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon. So Taisus means to say, so lafiya emes, the Yoshim have to be Meshacha. That's 100% true. No, the Mishnah isn't speaking about the Yoshim. That's another parsha. So in what the Mishnah is speaking about, it should have said kisvu. Now, I'd like to mention one ha'ore. I didn't see someone ask it, but I'll ask it. And we learned yesterday, we had a whole sugi yesterday, Holei Moshach, by Tnuman of the Plaini, Emeis, Yitnu Lachamise, Holei Moshach. So Taisva says, Takashi, yes, Takashi, Taisva says, Takashi. So why did Holei Moshach, this mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis? So the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, so memele, so a fellow there's no ma'aseh kinyan. What's the problem? So the rabbeinu, we had a rabbeinu tam. Rabbeinu tam said that this din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis not poshet in certain cases. It was hushlash mitchila l'kach, was given over the davke hushlash mitchila l'kach. Then you say, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. And it seems he has the money, and tnu money lishploini means, I'm not giving you now the money. Tnu, it doesn't say tnu money zeh, it means you had the money from before. So it's not hushlash mitchila l'kach. So memele, so that is why you can't say it's mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, because mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis was only said if it's ushlash mitchila l'kach. Now, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam said. Now we have here a Yerushalmi, tnu shtar shichel ze la'avdi, u'meis, lo'yitnu la'achamise. Now, was this speaking about hushlash mitchilu l'kach? I mean, it's very modern. The third case of the Mishnah, Rabbeinu Tam said, tnu mona lishploini, is not speaking about, tnu mona lishploini is not speaking about that it was hushlash mitchilu l'kach. So therefore, there's no klal of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Now we have the same losha tnu shtar shichel la'avdi. The Rabbeinu Tam got it not geir zem. Tushna Ashicha La'avdi. So it's also not, could very well be that the Sefer wrote Ashta Ashicha 10 years ago, and now he tells the Sefer, Tnushta Ashicha Zela Avdi, is Layit Nulach Hamise. So also wasn't Hushlash Mitchila Lakach. And here, we've seen the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi speaks about Kaifan Asayoshin, Mitzvah Lakaim Divrei Ameis. How does this Yerushalmi shtim with the Rabbeinu Tam? That bothered me. I didn't see someone should ask it, but L'chayre, Anomet Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam says, it's nothing but to talk about Mitzvah Lakaim Divrei Ameis. Mitzvah Lakaim Divrei Ameis was only said in certain instances, and here we see the Yerushalmi speaks about Mitzvah Lakaim Divrei Ameis. Shacharu Zichav Mitzvah Lakaim Divrei Ameis. And Tnu is a Machlekes Rebbe in the Chachamim. I just wanted to say one thing, and perhaps it's Kov Lemes. We had mentioned yesterday the Machna Frayim and Hilchas Chiyam Aton the Simechov Tes means a Machlekes. Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ameis is a Maisa Kinyan. That means when a person says Tnu Mano Leploini and he dies, so Yena is koine right away, it's a kinyan, or it's a mitzvah to do what the mace wanted. He brings a machloikis. Now, the Machnafraim Lemaisa feels ois as follows. Afilu, according to those that hold it's a kinyan, that's Dafke. If I gave to a third person, a person I say, give to Yene, so then it becomes Yenim's as soon as he dies. But when one speaks to Yoshim, then it's a mitzvah. That means even though there, let's see, it wasn't a kinyan, but then there's a mitzvah on the Yoshim to be Mekayim mitzvah. So there's two things. There's Yoshim and a fremde. By a fremde it's a kinyan, and by the Yoshim it's a mitzvah. Anocha Aleph. Anocha Beis, the Ayelus HaShachar says, the Hoshtik Torah that Rabbi Natam says, it only works if Hushosh Mitchilu Lekach, that's if it's a Kinyan. If it's a Kinyan, it has to be Hushosh Mitchilu Lekach, then Chazal said it becomes a Kinyan. So, if in Kainim Anachnu, so there's two different Shailas. Tnush Tashicha Zele Avdi is, if I'm Legabi, the shliach who had it, if it wasn't hushlish mitchila lekach, so lemaise, so legabi him, there's no kinyan. He wasn't koinet. If pachlal of mitzvah lekaim divrei ameis would help by shichel, but legabi the yoshim, it seems that the Rishalmi is speaking about yoshim. If tnu is like shacharu. Legabi the Yoshim, it's zicher a mitzvah. It's a shaila if you koifin ha Yoshim lekayim. If you're not, that means legabi the Yoshim, it's a mitzvah. With another person, it could become a kinyan. So our Mishnah is not speaking about the chelik ha kinyan of mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis, but legabi the Yoshim, there should be a mitzvah lekayim dvoro. And that's what the Yerushalmi is speaking about. And the Yerushalmi says, Shacharu is a mitzvah the Yerushim, and Tnu is a machlekes Rebbe and the Chacham. Let's go to the next sugya. Zot the Gemara weiter. Gufe, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Monali B'yotcho, Tnei Uloi Leploini B'mai Mitzloshton Kone. That Rav Huna is saying, go over a member of Rav, this is the famous member of Rav of Mai Mitzloshton, that if there are three people, the three people involved are in one Maimit, so we have here a Mafkid, a Nifgad, and a Mekabu, is kone. So with this amira of Tneu Leploini, that the Mafke tells the Nifka, the Mekabel is kone.
Oma Rove. So Rove said, Mistavro milsei de Rav bepikodon. Mistavro, that what Rav says, that there is such a kinyan of maimich loshten, that's tafke by pikodon. The pikodon is be'en, and the mafkid tells the nifkad, give it to the mekabu. Then I understand how it works. Avo b'milve loy, but milve, it's not mistavel that my mitzloshtin should work. That's what Rove is saying, misfora de nafshe. V'lekim, but he said a shvue, omar Rav afila b'milve. But I know Rav held afila b'milve also works. So that means, I don't understand it, but I know Rav holds afila b'milve, my mitzloshtin helps. It manami, omar shmul mishmei de levi, milveli biyotcho, that Levi said this thing, that, if a malve goes over to a loive, he says, milveli biyotcho, that means, you owe me a milve, tnei leploimi b'maimich loshten kone. So we see that Levi said it helps, and Rov is telling us, Rav also held it helps by milve. Frekte gemore v'taima mai. Why does it help? So let us see Rashi so far. B'milse d'shmur garsinen milveli b'yotcha. Mai taime b'milve kone olese b'eine t'liknayot. It's not b'en to be makne. So I'd like to just mention, we had mentioned this yesterday, I'd just like to say over the lashon of the k'tzois and simen kufchavov sifkot and gimel, the Tzais says on our Gemara as follows. The Tzais says, brings on our Gemara. V'nira l'chayre. He wants to say Pshat Marashi. The Loshen Rashi, the Gabi Pekodin, Halesa Beine Delikne. The Loshen Rashi, the Gabi Pekodin Niche, Pekodin, we understand Betaime. We understand, Ube'em is Gam Gabi Pekodin, Nami Taime Boy. How does Maimich Loshen, you have three people standing, and by Pekodin, and the Mafkit says, the Nifke give to him, he's Koine. How does that work? Aval nire, the vade gabi maimich loshen, ika taime shehutzuchu chazal esaken. He says, first of all, there was a reason why chazal had to make a takone sheikne be maimich loshen. The kosvu toisvis vahorosh, mishum hasoichem, that this was a takone made explicitly for the soichem, that means that we have people, they want to make a business deal. I don't have money on me. I see all of a sudden my nifkat. I see all of a sudden my loive. So let's settle it this way. So I call over the loive and the person I want to get to be kind of the money is here, and I say tnu, and it works. And this would avoid a lot of problems. That means, let's say, my loive, I want to be matzah d'choiv. Sinich toris and ksive mesire and eidim. It's time is money. I mean, it would be very difficult when one is always busy making transactions to make all ma'ase kinyanim necessary. So Chazal held it is very important to make a takone that this mekabel will be kind of the chay, will be kind of the pekodin, without formalities. And that's why Chazal made a takot. So you can't ask my time. I'll tell you, they held it's important. They made a takone, so finish. So what's my time? And then he says, this we mentioned yesterday, and that takone should work just like a minigatagrim works. Just like a minigatagim, if the minig is that when they close a deal, they shake hands, and that's sufficient. So Chazal said that all three standing there also creates a gemiras tax. It should also be sufficient. There's no question to ask my time. They made a takone. There was a reason for a takone. So there's no problem whatsoever. So why by milva the Gemara all of a sudden had a problem? My time, here we have problems. Ochenga be milva va de kosha my time. The lesser bir should say the money that is being transferred from the malve to the mekabel, that money is not bershus hamalve. Unaheida have a kinyan, even though we'll say this is a kinyan, but the dover hanikne is lesser birshuse. It's not in his rishus. So a mominus that is not in his rishus. The money that I'm giving over, where is this money? I possess this money. There's no money that I possess. There's no moment that's be'en that I'm transferring. So then there's a problem. So how can you transfer this money? There's a takon, it's a ma'isek inyan. On what? So the k'tzai says, amoyre dike dugme. He says, there's a kinyan amir legevoye kemesir lehedyet. If I magdish something, so I magdish, I'm saying, shoyer zu, lebedek habayis, belongs to bedek habayis. Where was the ma'aseh kinyan? I said it should belong to bedek habayis, is a klal, amir legevoye kemesir lehedyet. Af al pike, if I'll say, choyer zu lebedek habayis, nothing happened. So what's pshat? I amir legevoye, a person is a koyach to make kinyonim with his mouth, but there's nothing to be makna over here. The problem is not in the maisa hakna. The problem is in the dover hanikne. That was the Gemara's problem. This is a dover sheine ben. You'll tell me takonis. You'll tell me every takonis makes. So this is also a maisa kinyon. But if the dover hanikne is untransferable, it's not tangible. It's not ben. It's not pershusai. So here the Gemara says time of my. The Gemara got stuck. That's how the Ktzai says pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Narashi. Amar Ameimer, so Ameimer appreciated the kasha very much. He understood the kasha. So Ameimer said, Ameir de kishtik teire. Ameimer said, Nase ka'oim aloi b'shas matan mois. Chazal said, it is equivalent that the loive told the malve b'shas matan mois, shibadna loch ledidoch olochol da'osi machmosov. That the shibud, that means like this, we have to understand, let's be megashim d'inyin. Let us say that the malve is lending the loive money, shnas tovshin nun. He's lending him money, shnas tov, nissen tov shen nun. He's lending him money. And he says, I'm lending you $100, so that creates an obligation on you to pay back. It was a choy for 10 years. So you have to pay back tov shen samach. Fine. Nissen tov shen samach. But could be tov shen samach, I don't want you to pay me back. I want you to pay back whoever I'll tell you in Tov Shin Samach to pay back. I want you to pay back. But I'm lending you now that, but in Tov Shin Nun, I'm lending you the money now, and the Halvor is obligating you to pay either to me, or to ever I tell you to pay in Tov Shin Samach. So you're meshabed yourself in Tov Shin Nun to pay whoever I'll tell you to pay in Tov Shin Samach. Now, that makes sense. That means the transferal of the chayv is not going through the malve. No, we're saying when the halvor was made 10 years ago, the loive was mishabed himself. Now, halvor makes a shibud on the loive. So the loive was mishabed himself. I'm going to pay either you, whoever you tell me to pay. That was the upmach of the halvor. That was the shibud of the halvor. That was the ischayvus of the halvor. It comes tov shin nun. They come together. Comes Tov Shin Samach. I'm sorry. Comes Tov Shin Samach. The Malvin, the Loive, and now Berel comes, and the Malvin tells them, "Remember what we made up 10 years? Yeah, sure. I want you. You should pay Berel." Fine, okay. So I told you that whoever you want me to pay, I was meshabit myself to pay. So I'm meshabit. So I was then meshabit 10 years ago to pay to Beryl. So I owe Beryl the money. So I'll pay Beryl. Very good. So the shibit was chal 10 years ago to Beryl. Now, even though this was in reality not spoken out, but that's how the gedder of my mishloshen works. Is ki'ilu, it was spoken out. So memelet, now we just avoided the problem how the malve can transfer the choyv to Beryl. It's not the malve that's transferring the choyv. What he's telling the loive to pay Beryl, so comes out of the loive 10 years ago was mishabed himself to Beryl. So memelet, it's gevaldik. Let us see what Rashi says. Nasa ka'im aloi loive la malve, it's just like the loive told the malve, bishas matan mois ta halvo, when he gave him the money 10 years ago, bishas ta halvo, mishabadno mehashta, I'm now mishabed myself, b'shchoydish nisen tovshin nun, l'chol man da'osi machmosu, whoever you'll tell me, I should give to. Hilkach, ki omalek neil leplaini, so now we told them 10 years ago, give it to Beryl. Igoli milse, so now we found out, the mishas matan mois ishtabed lei, that the shibud was chal to Beryl. Samoyredik. Is kan shoyel aben, there's a sheklech kashe, that the Ramban asks this kashe, so such a dreidel is called breire. That means that, let's go back 10 years. The loive got $100. Who are you mishabing yourself to? So the loive says, well, I don't know yet. We'll find whoever the malva will tell me 10 years later who I mishabed. So I'm mishabed. Now I'm mishabed myself to whoever will tell me 10 years later. No, that's the Zamachloikis Yesh Breire, Ein Breire. That means, can a Sidis, something that will be decided 10 years later, can that be Mevarel Mafreye, that the Shibut has to be Chal now. The Shibut is Chal Tov Shin Nun. Who do you Meshabit yourself now? Well, ask me 10 years later, I'll tell you who I was Meshabit to now. If you hold Yesh Breire, so you can do such a thing. If we hold Ein Breire, you can't do such a thing. And Allah, we pass can Ein Breire. So the Ramban seems to say, it only works with the Rabbanon. Because with the Rabbanon we say Yesh Breire. With the Torah we say Ein Breire. I just like to mention this Amarit in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Chav Gimel, that also asks this kashe. The Marit asks, we pasken ein breire. I like to say over the lotion of the Marit. So the Marit says, mitoich shohu mishtabed l'rishin shehu mevuro shibud gomo. The loive is mishabed himself to the malve. I mean, he's mavur, I'm mishabed to you. Yochel lehishtabed l'chol haboyim mikoichoi. So he could be mishabed to all those who are boyim mikoichoi, the shluchoi uchiyotze boy who. Now, I think he means that the malve, that means you mishabed to me. Now, me could mean either you mishabed to me personally, or to me who I'm a shliach for. That means the shibud is to me. Either it's me mitayras myself, or me mitayras shlichas for someone else, but the shibud is to me. What the shibud, what will come out from the shibud, who bepoil you'll have to pay, if it'll be Beryl or me, that will be decided later. But your shibud is to me. If I am working as a shliach for someone,
or if I am not a shliach for someone, that's irrelevant. But the shibud is not, we don't know who the shibud is to. The shibud is to me. And whatever will come out from the shibud will be decided later. I think this is what the marit means. The lashon is unclear. Mitoich shu mishtabed l'rishin shehu mevuro shibud gomo. Yoch ishtabed l'chol aboy mitoichoy. Dishluchoy uchiyotzei boyu. I think that's what he means. Al kaponim. So that takes care of that hump. That means the problem of Breire. So either it's the Rabbonon or else the Marit Sfore. There's a Shvera Ram that says another Sfore will not go into it. Yeah. The Gemar Omale Rabashi Ameima. Now Rabashi asked Ameima Elameyata Hikna l'neilodim lehavi b'shas matan mois. So let me ask you a shaila. What is if the hakna was to a beryl who was not around b'shas halvo? He was not around b'shas matan mois. Ochenami deloikonu. So he'll be that he won't be koine. That means if everything works from the shas halvo, you're telling me time amai is hamoyodike kasha. The malv is not bekoyach to transfer his ownership of the halvo to beryl. No, it has to work b'shas halvo. The loive is mishabed himself to who the malv will tell me 10 years later to pay. So what if the malv tells me to pay someone who 10 years ago wasn't born? So it comes out I was mishabed myself 10 years ago to a adam shaloi b'loilam. He came in Mishabat to Aloy Baloyla. Afilul Rameya, the other Makne Dovish Aloy Baloyla, Afilul Rameya that holds other Makne Dovish Aloy Baloyla, Hani Mili Lidovo Sheyeshnai Baloyla. That means he's selling a Dovo Shaloy Baloyla, but he's selling it to a person who is Baloyla. But cannot make a Maisa Kinyan if the recipient is not Ba'ilam, it doesn't help. So your Pshat is a very nice Pshat, but I'm sorry, it's not Emes Pshat. Because according to you, it will come out that my Mishloshim will only help to a person who was alive B'Shas Ta'alvo. A person who wasn't, was Noilad later, it shouldn't work out because it's Lidova Shloi Ba'ilam. Let us see Rashi. Hikne malvezu l'neilodim shezeha mekabu neilod la'achar oisei halvo ochenami d'leikon. The kiv in the time of mishum shibud the kibla leiloi v'bishas halvo lishtabudi lahaydosi machmoseyu. Since pshat is that he was now mishabed himself to the person who the malvo will later decide. V'iyu lehoye boi lambihi shaita leikoni. So he can't be kind of afilah ramedom or the matter of shloi beloilam to go in meicha peres deku. The person sells peres deku, the peres which will grow out from my deku. So I'm selling now the peres even though they're not boilam. Imashe talim mitzudosi, or else I'm going fishing now and I'm going to sell now the fish I'm going to catch before I caught them. So memele the loy beloilam. That means I don't owe them, I don't possess them yet. And someone's passing by, he knows I'm a mutzlach deke, a fisherman, and he says, I'll give you $5 for whatever you catch in your net. Sold. It's a deal. We make a maisa kinyan. So, Rameya says, even though the fish don't belong to me yet, I can make a maisa kinyan on the fish I will possess. I can make a maisa kinyan now. Ani miliki makne la'odom sheyeshna boilom. But the recipient has to be boilam, even though the dova hanikne does not have to be boilam. Elo omar Rabash. So we're stuck, so we're back with the problem. We can't say the mahalach of Ameima, because according to the halach of Ameima, the mekabel has to be boilam b'shas ta'avo, and it's not true. So the Gemara says, so Rabashi said as follows, Behi ano the komishtanyele bein milve yishone le milve chadoshe gomar umishabed nafshe. Zogt Rashi. Behi ano the komishtanye hai milve or hai malve legabi hai. ממילבה ישונה למילבה חדושה, ונויך לילדך יספירוין זמן אורב. So the Gemara is saying as follows, and let's make a scenario to understand this, what's happening over here. That means that we have here Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon is a Levi. Now, Shimon made up to pay Reuven after 5 months. Five months come by, and Reuven goes to Shimon, and he's clearing his throat, and you know what happened 5 months ago? And Shimon, Leiter doesn't have money to pay, so Shimon is stalling Reuven for another 5 months. But now, after another 10 months already, Reuven is losing his patience, so Reuven decides, Malal Tzara Zoyz, let me be Makna this Chayv to Levi, let Levi figure out how to squeeze out the money from Shimon. So he's Makna to Levi. Now, Shimon is elated with this transaction, because now that he owes Levi the money, if Levi's going to come over to him the next day, Tavla says, right away, you want to get paid? You have to understand, you have to wait a little bit. So he just gained another 5 months from the situation. So Shimon is mardik elated that what Reuven is transferring, the chayv, to Levi, so he's being mahane Shimon. So now, Hano is Shove Kesef. So he's giving Shimon, so he's telling Shimon, be Mishabed yourself to Levi. Where's the Maisa Kinyan? I'm being Mahana you. He Hano, but you don't have to pay me. You have a new Malva, you got another 5 months to store. So Memele, that's how it works. Now the Yelos HaShacha asks a Meredike Ha'or over here. But L'chayre, I think that's what he means to ask. So he asks as follows. That means, if this occurred already, that Levi was kind of the chayv, so then Shimon has gaval the kano, so then, but it works the other way. But he can't become meshubet to Levi till he gets a hano. The hano makes him meshubet to Levi. And Kozman is not meshubet to Levi, he doesn't have any hano. So how does this work? What is that? Bahi hano, bahi hano the kemishtanyele bein milva yishan l'milva chadosha. The hano that he has a new malve. L'chayre, he doesn't have it yet. The hano will, if it'll work, he'll have it. But it can only work if he has the hano. So how does this work? I think the Yelos HaShacha answers that the hano is that that comes first before the shibo to the new malve. The hano is that he doesn't have to pay back the first malve, knowing that he'll have to pay back the second malve, but that he's bought from the first malve, that already is hano. With that, he gladly is mishabed himself to pay the second malva, realizing that he's gaining another 5 months. I think that's what the Yelos HaShacha means. So that's how it works. So now you have to know who the second malva is. The kofsi v'shokli la'alta. There are other people that they don't have any patience whatsoever. And if you don't pay right now, they'll force you and they'll pay right. I mean, they don't have patience. So according to you, then he won't be kind of because, he has no ano. It won't be kind of. So then, it matters. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. You can't have such a takon. Ela oma mazutra hanitlas mili shavinen rabonan ke hilchese b'loy taime. This is like a hilchese b'loy taime. That means you're asking a good kasha by milva. How does it work? That's a moiradike kasha. It's a hilchese b'loy taime. There is no legitimate way to explain the mechanics how it works. Tzilchus abaloi taima. Let us see Rashi. The Bahiya no the Kamishtanye haim
Hai malve gabi hai, mi milve yishan la milve chadosh, v'noyach loy litreis ha-peroin, and I'll be easier for him to push off the peroin's man orach, we have a new milve, a new malve. Goma hashte b'shas ha-mire, u'mishabed nafshei, v'leiv sholem lahai, u'minatik mikame, and we're minutik from the first malve. So the Gemara asks, "Can Hani the Bei Bar Liyashiv? Im Oyim Mekabel Zeh Odom Chozek? Sheini Mamtin, Sheini Mamtin. He doesn't wait. Can Hani Bei Bar Liyashiv? Ki Ilches Abuloi Taime Ki Ilu Kiblo Moisha Haloche Misinai Shein Tzorich Loseis Botan." I would just like to say this. There's a Gemara in Menoches. The Gemara Menoches says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Olam Amorim, he saw the Rabbeinu Shloilam was Kaishik Sorem, and the Oisi, this is a Gemara of Choftes Medbeis Menoches, and he asked him, Rabbeinu Shloilam, Mi Ma'akav Ayodach, why were these Kshorem, why were these Tagin written? So he told him, Acha Kamadoyres, Rabbi Kiva is going to Darshan, I'll call kites for kites, tillim, tillim, shalalochis. Omalafan of Rabbein Shalom, hareyuli. Let me see this, Rabbi Kiva. Omalay chazel acherecha. Olach, v'yoshav, v'seiv shmein ishuris. So Moshe Rabbeinu came to, Isis, to the shir of Rabbi Kiva. It was 8 shuris down. V'loy hoye yedeya mahinoimrim. He didn't understand what they're talking about. The shir was much beyond his capacity. Toshas koichai. So he felt very bad. Given she gila dova echot, amru le tamidov rebi minayin loch, they asked Rabbi Kiva, what's pshat in this din? Amalen halocha la moisha mi sinai. So here it said, nishash vadaite shal moisha. So given she gila le dova she tzorich tam, that means something that needed an explanation, and it seems Rabbi Kiva himself didn't know the explanation, he said halocha la moisha mi sinai. Not going into the Agadah, so it seems Allah l'mayshim sinei, there's Torah that the human seichel can comprehend as a tam. It seems Allah l'mayshim sinei, there's no tam, and that's how it would seem. And we keep also that this Allah l'mayshim sinei, so we can't say any tam. So they made this is. A